I'm sure.
Okay, we should be our shir, our Torah should be in Chazor Furah Shleima Yudis Peschai Farrell and Gabriel Malach Ben Ayala Tova. So sometimes on the Thursday night shirim, we try to connect it to our Avodas Hashem. We talk about different ideas from different sources. But I saw this mimer from Rav Avram Shor Shlita. I think we've quoted him in the Thursday night shir, but instead of flying through the Sefer and getting through, flying through his idea and doing a lot more sources, then I thought it'd be shocked to be able to go through the mimer and then have some practical messages in Avodas Hashem. This is Rav Avram Shor's Torah, can be found in his Sefer Tov Shesamach Gimel. Rav Shor is a big, big tzaddik. He has two residences. His weekday residence is in, I believe, is in Borough Park. But he has a shul in Flatbush, or he has two residences. Both, I don't know where he sleeps which night, but shul's in Flatbush. I've been zochet to be able to be there before for shir and Arab Shabbos.
Yeah, it's
unbelievable. 9:30. If you're ever in Flatbush, it's unbelievable. So here we go. Father says in this week's Parshas Kedoshim, you should love your friend like yourself. Rav Shor tells us, we know the Gemara Shabbos, very famous Gemara, says in Laman Aleph, Laman Aleph, there was a non-Jew who came, Shabbalav Nei Shammai, who comes to Shammai, Omalor, Giyarni Almanash Shatamaneni Kol Torah Kula, Kishani Omed Al Regal Achas. The non-Jew comes to Shalom and says the following. He says, I want you to convert me on the condition that I standing on one foot. And Shammai just pushed him away, but then he says it's impossible. It's a little kid. You know, you go to your mother says no, you go to your father to see what, so maybe he'll say yes. Alright, and he says, it happens the same thing, convert me on one foot. Omer lo, says Hillel. Hillel didn't push him away. What does Hillel say? Da alacha sanei lechavercha lo savi. Whatever you don't want done to your friend, don't do to your friend. Zuhi kol Torah kula. This is the entire Torah. Ve'idech perusha hu zil gomer. And this is the pshat. And now the rest of the Torah is just an explanation of this. So just to go over the Gemara very, very quickly. Naju comes to. So Shammai says, convert me on one foot, whatever that means. And Shammai says, no, it's impossible. Hillel says, no, it's fully possible. Whatever you don't want done to your friend, don't do to your friend. And the rest of the Torah is an explanation for this. So Shor is going to go into this Gemara, like dissecting it like a surgeon. He says, oh, here, beautiful idea from the Chiddush Harim. Sefer Divrei Shaul, maybe b'shem HaChiddush Harim, the Chiddush Harim explains this Gemara as follows. We know the Chiddush Harim was the first Ger Rebbe, was the grandfather of the Sfas Emes. I was zoche to be by his kever. He says the following. Shalachin, lo amar lahagoy apasuk kitzuros b'torah b'havdu rechimocha. You ever notice that Hillel doesn't say back to the non-Jew, love your friend like yourself? You know what he does say? He says the negative. Whatever you don't want done to your friend, whatever you don't want done to you, don't do to your friend. So the Chiddush picks up on this. Why? Why is it the Chiddush says, why did you say, love your friend like yourself? You don't want to get hit on the back when you're walking. So don't hit your friend. Don't hit your friend, because you wouldn't want that also. Why is he telling them in the negative term? So this is the Chiddush Harim. Not me, this is the Chiddush Harim. Ki goy eno yochel lahavim pasuk b'torah. A Naju is not able to understand a pasuk in the Torah. Able to understand the words. But to be able to understand the gravity of what Avos Yisrael is, not able to understand. Va'perish ki ha-musuk asher sichlo shogoy mesugol lahagia elav hu rak hasad ha-shli shalei ya'asa uzulas. He only understands the negative. You don't want to get punched in the face? Don't punch someone else in the face. But he can't understand the positive. He doesn't understand what Avos Yisrael means. He won't be able to understand because Avos Yisrael, as the Tanya says, that when we're all one body, just different neshamas. We're just different neshamas. He can't understand it because it doesn't apply to him. He wouldn't be able to understand it. Dover shahaisa yichol lahachiv gamlo. It'd be very hard for him to understand. Ulam lahasi gamasad sadach yuvi sheyavas azulos mamesh kmoshu obes atzmo zekfar lamalam yisichol. To tell him that you should love your friend like yourself, that's above his seichel. To tell a second grade kid chemistry, it's impossible. Avakavanat hilol who livsuk b'havta lech kmocha gebavur mishonim. However, mishonim bring down. Says of short that he was telling him this, not lifsuk, but he was telling the pasuk. He was telling him this is what he was telling him. So says of short, v'yesh lanu limod gimel enyanim b'divrei gemara jish b'hem b'horas l'maisa b'anungas hachem shalihudi. There's three practical messages we can learn from this gemara. V'gam l'havim perish amitzol sh'af v'av to derech hakamocha. And then we'll be understanding these three practical messages of the gemara. Then we'll be able to understand the mitzvah, the essence of v'av to derech hakamocha. Here we go. Says Rav Shor. Rav Shor quotes from the Magid Agada. Who's the Magid Agada? The Magid Agada was the Magid of Mezrich, was the Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. Here we go. Hamagid Agada was going to lay in a parish. He kavanas hager. What was the ger really saying? The non-Jew. He was saying, "Convert me on one foot." What was he playing? Hopscotch. What's going on here? Convert me on one foot. On hopscotch. Sure. What was he? Was he trying to play a game? Haya sherotze lehiskayer amenas shelo yeh lo alias v'yiridus. You don't want to know what it says the Magid. You don't know what the non-Jew was telling. The ger was telling Shammai and Hillel. I want you to convert me on the basis that I'm only going to have ups in my life. I'm not going to have ups. I'm not going to have downs. I just want ups. She'ayyeh tamid omid ba'oso darga. That I'm always going to be on the same level. Umevuta al aliyos gedolos. Then I'm going to be. I'm not going to have. I'm only going to have. Only have good things in my life. I'm always going to be going up. The gam lo yelos mam sharida. And I'm not going to have times that I'm going to fall. Then I'm going to struggle. That's going to be challenging for me. The zeh nikra regel echad. And this is what the market says. That's what a regel echad refers to.
That means like quickly.
Exactly. So I've heard that before. Some people say the regular echa means that I just want to be simple. It says a magad, a totally different thing. You don't want to meet on one foot. That I'm constantly good. I don't have any times of rida. There's no falling. Zen nikra regular echa. What? But no ups also. Just being stagnant. Exactly. Just being stagnant. Says the Naju. I just want to be stagnant. I don't want to have ups and I don't want to have downs. But what does Shammai say? Banalo Shammai. It's impossible. It's either you're up, either you're going up, you're going down. As my Rabbi Simon loves to say, he even said in this week's Parsha Shir, he said, why by the ramp, by the Mizbeach, you had a ramp? Why couldn't it be steps? Because by a ramp, either you're going up, or you're going down. Quote that from the Rosh Hashiva and Karen Bayavna, the Govacht. Either you're going up, or you're going down. By a ramp. You can't just stay. You can't just stay stagnant. Either you're going up. If you try to stay in the same place, it's slanted. Either you're going up and you're going down. As the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, if you're not increasing your learning Torah, you're decreasing it. So Shammai pushes them away. Ki aridus him l'tachlis binyan adam, because it says to Shammai, Shammai understands you have to grow from your struggles. Iyashar lo adam livnos atzmo leilich lemalu malik fi mashamuto alav liyiridus. Not able to grow if you don't have if, without yiridus. Ki leis nehuro. The person has to grow from their struggles. As we said from Rav Huttner, the pasuk says, we know, Shevo Yipol Tzadok Akam, Tzadok falls seven times. That's a Pashup shot. A Tzadok falls seven times. But as Rav Huttner was telling his Talmud, not a Tzadok falls seven times. To become a Tzadok, you have to fall seven times. Part of it, human nature, Kadosh Baruch Hu put it in the world, that a Jew should fall seven times and be able to pick up. Umimela says, Bishop says the Magid, if Charlie Hisgar will live Akash Lichas Aragal Echa Mibli Alias Firida. Says Magid the Mezich, you can't, he said the Ger was saying Regal Echa doesn't mean Regal Echa. He wanted to stay stagnant, he wanted to stay middle, he didn't want ups, he didn't want downs, he just wanted to have, he wanted to be push it. What? He wanted to say push it. Lechain Dachvu Shammai, and Shammai pushed him away. Why? Why did Shammai push him away? Because we know Chazal to call us. And Chazal, we can tell us right here. Because a man, a Jew, a person is a Mahalach. It's not an Omid. We know Malachim, you look on TV, Malachim are people with legs. No, Malachim don't have legs. They're Omid. They're stagnant. We're goers. Ki Adam says or short, Nivra Lios Mahalach, below Omid. We're goers. Either going up or going down, but we're not standers. Umalach Nikra Omid, as it said the puzzle in Cheskel, he says. That their feet, what? They're straight. They're not able to move. They're not able to move. The Amr Chazal tells us, Raglayam Nirka Echa, their 2 feet are like one. That's his Mekor for showing Regal Achas. Exactly. Exactly. That's his Mekor. The Gemara says that the Malachim's feet are like one. What does that mean? They're like one. Ki Regal Echa, Rubachinus Omer Blohalich. They're just standing there, Malachim, just stand. You're not able to move, you're not able to go up, and you're not able to go down. Adam Yesho Bez Raglayam Shachlios Holech. But human beings who have 2 legs to be able to go. Holech Shaykh Rak Bi Rida, Litzorach Aliyah. Right?
Ezra
Rivi
is going to say that.
So, exactly.
He's not
so now, then,
opinion.
Exactly. You have to understand. You have to understand that part of life is falling, getting up from your challenges. So many times I have so many friends who literally have become greater because of what the struggles they went through. Struggles that they went through now, struggles they went through in high school, they become on a greater level. And Chazal tells, "B'malkom shavali tshuva omdim, ein sadikim omdim." Right? Sadikim, people who have never sinned, very, very righteous people. But what's the real pshat? Is someone who did fall, right? Just take like an, you know, sometimes you go to the amusement park, and you press down on the, I just thought of this, you press down on the thing to be able to see how far the thing lights go up and there. Right, so a tzaddik is only up to get to a certain point. because he didn't sin. But a person who did sin, who sinned in the past, who tasted something what it is to go away from Hashem, able to go higher. There's a famous kedusha slave on that. How is that even possible? So we know the Gemara says in Yoma that he brings this down. I believe on kedusha slave brings it down on Shabbos Shuvah. How is it possible that a tzaddik is on a lower level than a bal tshuva?
That is everybody has a veira.
Right, ain't tzaddik shalachta. Very good. So exactly. Everyone has a veira. So he says no. He says that the Gemara says that someone who does tshuva out of ava, he takes his zedonos because the chiyus. So someone who sinned, it's not, he doesn't go back to where he was. He goes on even higher level than tzaddik because he takes all the sins that he did, and now they're all merits. Now they're all zechusim. But I don't get too far off. So the first idea. So he says from the Magad, it says of short. You want to understand what the Ger is saying? He's saying, Regal Achad, I want to stay stagnant. I want to stay in the same level. No ups, no downs. I don't want anything. It says Shammai pushes him away. So we have to understand. So then what was Hillel telling him? What's the opinion of what was Hillel telling him?
I hear what he's saying. It's very nice.
Yeah.
What was the guy thinking? Like, what does that mean?
What was the guy? What
was
it?
Grow. So what do you want? So why do you want her? Like, what does he want? Like,
maybe he... He doesn't want to
change. So why are you coming?
Exactly. Why are you coming to the club? Very good question. Why is he coming at all? Very good. Let's see.
But I have to understand.
Okay. Let's go. I think. Hopefully by the end of the mimer, we'll try to come together because it's a good. There's a lot of questions on this. So now, at the end of the day, what was Hillel's response then to him? Says Rav Shor, Aval kishibel lefnei Hillel, when he comes in front of Hillel, Omer lo Hillel, she is boning ksas ichnis or bioskoi goy leisgayer. Hello, neshama shalcha. Who nishmas hagiim shehem mitachas kanfei shchina? Says of Shor, Hillel was a little more understanding to him. Why? He said a ger who's gerim. It's brought down by Sfarim. He's going to say this: that gerim aren't just non-Jews. Gerim are actually their neshamas were actually on the bottom by the kisei shchina. Hello, haya ben amke a klipos. They're amongst the klipos. We're going to get into Kabbalistic, but he says that don't think that this ger wasn't doing it right. He even among the goyim there's kedusha. They does it also shulbik kedusha. He grew up not with holiness. The MS ki yishlecha neshama miyuchadis. This ger had a very special neshama. Kamoshim beforesh besram kedoshim. Shegerim him osim neshama shayubena umos beish shechazar kodesh baruch b'torah lechol umos. Shken rotz lekabel torah. You want to know what Gerim and the svarim bring down? The Gemara tells us. I believe in maybe Avodah Zarah. I think it's Avodah Zarah. Or it's a Midrash also. The Kadosh Baruch Hu offered the Torah to all the nations of the world. And each time the nation said what's written in it, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu said to each nation, "Oh, don't steal, don't kill, this and that." And they said, "No, thank you, but no, thank you."
But it wasn't unanimous.
And this and that. So I've heard Rav Chaim Nachman say a great thing. He says, as soon as they said what's in it, Hashem said you lost your chance. As soon as you ask the question, I don't want you. But let's stay here. Says Rav Shor, the Svarim bring down that Geirim are actually those neshamas who Kadosh Baruch Hu actually even offered the Torah to. So when they come, when Geirim come back to when they convert, it's not like they're just like prust or they're not good. Of course they're very good. They're neshamas that have to be brought back to Torah. Says Rav Shor, this person was able to convert. Says at the end of the day, it's still hard because they come from such a dark place with all the tumah and all the klipas. But who's going to be able to help him to come back? Says Rav Shor. When a tzaddik has a yerida, right? Tachas yeridahu. Sheb eis ha'aliyah ma'ala imo memokam yerida kol neshamas v'adram atzvicham aliyah. A tzaddik, I'm not going to get into this whole sugi right now, what the sugi of a tzaddik is in Chassidus. First of all, I struggle with this a lot, but if a person needs to do a little 101, I highly encourage you to listen to Rav Weinberger Shirim on this. The Noam Melach talks about this probably every parsha, about connecting to the tzaddik. But when a person connects himself to someone holy, a person and a tzaddik in a generation or a different rabbi, whatever it is, that tzaddik is able to bring those neshamas that need aliyah and be able to bring them up. Nimsa, ki kol aliyas and neshamas shalagir, and amka aktibos hayarak aydei aridas tachasuch al tzaddik. The tzaddik is able to bring them up. So I think he gets a little more practical. Here we go. Vinei tzarech ha'adam leida, ki kol yaridahu l'tachas. Every yarida has an end result. The halos is a davar malkam yaridaso. Ve'eni tonu yidei adma. Mahu avaroseinu about tzrichim lahami be'munah shleima ki kol yaridahu l'tachas. We have to understand that every single time that there's a down, there's a challenge, there's something false, there's a reason and we have to bring it back up. This is what Hillel says here. V'lachein omar Hillel lahager. This is why Hillel tells the ger. Ma dalecha, sonny, whatever you hate, halo atahayo sonny davar zeh. Shelo yeh letzadik yirida. Right? What does it mean? Halo ata haya sone davar zeh. If you didn't hate this thing, shelo yeh letzadik yirida. Ki beladei hayirida shelo lo hayitha nasis ger tzedek. Without your yirida, you wouldn't be a ger tzedek, says Hillel. Right? Yeah, this is a little confusing here. This is what I had trouble here. Halo ata haya sone davar zeh.
You hated the fact
that you didn't come back. Shelo yeh letzadik yirida. Ki beladei hayirida shelo lo yeh nasis ger tzedek. Let's just read it out and see how he says. In kein lechavercha lo savu. What does it mean? Harei ha'ech ata rotz limno meyachem aliyah. Hadei shelo yeh lecha yiridas. Harei tzorech ata lekaim after lechemocha. L'nusorech lisbo yirida avor aliyah shel chaver. I think that's what he says. Tell me if I'm wrong.
Because you'll have your own yiridas that'll help other people.
He says, y'all understand that your yiridas are causing other people to be able to help you. How am I helping you? When you fall, someone's able to be able to bring you up. You're helping him now mekaim mitzvah. That's what Hillel was saying. Don't think, right? Let's see, go back to the Gemara.
They go wash their hands.
That what you hate that you came from a tumah place. Don't think, or your yurida. Don't think that wasn't for tachlis. You're holding back someone able to bring you up.
Because he was signing the Yeridas, right? Because he says, I just want to.
Yeah, he's saying, I just want to.
I don't want to have these Yeridas.
But Hillel.
He was signing the Yeridas. He said, no, the Yeridas helped you.
Very good. So that's what Hillel's saying. Hillel's saying, don't think the Yeridas are bad. The Yeridas are actually very, very good, says Hillel. The Yeridas are good because you're helping other people now help you be able to grow closer to Kodesh Baruch. You're helping other people to be able to grow closer. Go to page 4. I just added something in just parenthetically. Page 4. Should we do it now? Should we do it after? Yeah, let's go this one. There's a mitzvah in the Torah, this week's parsha, a lot of mitzvahs in this week's parsha. Lo samar adam ra'echa. And a person shouldn't stand on the side while your friend is getting hurt. Says the sefer called Ol Aryeh, quotes the Shalat Sutruas, the Marsh Dum. Your idea is Simon Resh Dalet. A person is obligated 100% to help them. Someone, you see a Jew physically hurting, but someone spiritually hurting, you have an obligation to go help him. And if you don't, it's a law in the Torah. Of what? Of standing by while your brother's blood is flowing.
Well, there's a lot of halachas to it. If I see a guy driving on Shabbos, and I'm okay, you have to run up to him and then.
Right, exactly. But I think it's specifically. But I think. Exactly. No, exactly. Here, the main thing that the sefer is bringing around from the Marsham to show you that this doesn't only apply to your guf, it also applies to your neshama. And even called the Chavetz Chaim, we'll just do it outside.
That's just a physical thing.
Exactly, and that's a physical saving. It's also, there's also a spiritual saving. Chavetz Chaim writes in the midst of Hashavas Aveda that im al Aveda she'en Hashavah pruta v'chivam la'ashiv Aveda, even on an Aveda that's not even a pruta, you have a mitzvah to be able to return it. V'lo od elam v'chivam la'ashiv afilo me'a pa'amim, you have to give him 100 times, even a little bit of money. How much more so a person is able to help someone spiritually? How much more so a person has to help someone spiritually? That means if you're davening Shimon Esrei and you see your friend not davening Shimon Esrei in the right way, we have a mitzvah, or let's say it like this: you see someone doing something wrong, you have a mitzvah. If you think they'll listen to you, it's another mitzvah in the Torah this week of giving tochacha. If you have a close relationship and you feel like they'll talk to you in an avodah way, we have a mitzvah to be able to go over him. So I think that the reason I put it in the pack is because I thought it very much connected to this idea of Shor, that sometimes a person thinks that my avodah Hashem is good, I don't need anyone else. It's not true. I actually, one more thing, just to be able to add in, my Rabbi Simon actually writes in this week's Parsha, sorry I didn't put it in the packet, I saw only after, look in Imre Baruch, in the, I believe it's the first piece of the, first piece on page Kuf Pei Vav, on page 186. Yeah. Please, welcome. Look on page 186. My Rabbi Simon writes over here on page 2, we have beautiful, perfect timing. Rabbi Simon writes that a person can only have Kedusha in their home once they're connected to other Jews. You can't have, that's what says Kedoshim to you. What does that mean, Kedoshim to you? So we know the famous machlokes between Rashi and the Ramban. Rashi says that it's referring to a specific Gufi Halachas, it's referring to Pirush Meharayas, right? Different things. And the Ramban says, no, it's referring to Kaddish Atzma Mutalach. The person has to be Kaddish with things that are Mutter to you. It says the Sefer more of a Shemesh. You want to know what it means, Kedoshim to you? Perish Beparsha Zun, it's Tavi Yisrael Yos Kedoshim. The Yuchel Adam Letos Shah Perish Kedoshim. You think that, oh, by just distancing yourself from the tzibor, you want to be kaddish? It's not true. You need other Jews to be able to be holy. That's what a tzibor is. That's what a kahal is. That's what being together is. When a person doesn't have that sibor, when you don't have the kal, then you're not able to be able to go closer to Hashem. So Rav Shor here, that's where we're focusing tonight. Rav Shor, it was tackling the famous Gemara in Shabbos about the ger coming to Shaman Hill and telling me to convert me on one foot. Right? So the Magen of Mezrich said, the first, what was Shammai saying when he pushed him away and says, it's impossible? He was really telling him, because what says the Maggid? He was saying, I want to stay stagnant. What does 1 foot mean? I want to stay level-headed. I want to stay on 1 foot, one level. I don't want ups, I don't want downs, I don't want anything. That's what that Shammai's saying, that's impossible. A person's always going up. Says, and now the Shor explains from the Maggid as well, what was Hillel's response then? A person could be able to grow from Yoridas. Not only Yoridas are bidyevet, they're like a chila. Says a person has to use Yoridas to be able to spiritually grow. And you have to realize that your Yoridas are helping other people to be able to bring you up. That was the whole point. It says over here, the second paragraph on page number 2, Vidvarim. Vidvarim elam him chizik gadol cho'echa leda. This is a very big chizik, says Ashur. That for us to know. Every one of us has challenges and hardships in our own avodas Hashem. Sometimes we have parnasa issues, we have refuah issues. All the hiddenness is all for us to be able to come out of it. We're able to use those hard times, be able to use them, not use them to be able to fall, but to be able to use the challenges, use the downfalls, be able to grow from them. The person, as we said before, the Chazal tells us that a Baal Tshuva is on a higher level than a Tzaddik. How is it possible someone who sinned, someone who didn't sin? Of course, you would pick the kid who got 100 in every test, and a kid who got a 60 on one test, and a 95 on every other test. How is that 95 kid going to beat the 60? No. Because when a person uses your past challenges, uses the 60 but to grow, you become on a higher level. I remember in YU when I was in a stat class. There was always teachers there who didn't take attendance. Don't tell it to my parents, but I didn't go. I didn't go to class. Because I said, some of my friends told me, show up to the midterm, you'll be okay. Lo and behold, I came to the midterm, and let's just say I started coming to class again after that. Right, I can't say that I got an A after that, but I realized that I'm going to have to use this very bad grade that I got and be able to go on a higher level. I'm not saying that I was the best kid in the class, but I definitely used the time that I had struggles and be able to grow from them. And this applies to anything in life. This applies to work. This applies to families. And I think it's a very, very yisodistic thing. But here he quotes the Sas Emes, which is a little connected, but he goes in even further way. So Sas Emes writes in Shavuos Taf Reish Samach Beis, says that the Sas Emes gives this whole different interpretation with Hillel and the Ger. Ki Ager Rogo Rotsa Lios Al Rogo Achad Haynu Tamin Ba'osa Darga. He wants to stay on the same level. However, what does Hillel say? Avahal Chuba Shehillel Azakim Mevaras Sas Emes Behav Tadoyach Hakamocha. Says Hillel, you want to stay on the same level? A Jew can. You want to know how? Through having avos yisof, through loving your friend like yourself. And how does he write this? Gemara says in Sukkah, Tanya, Amar Bishu ben Chananya. Says Bishu ben Chananya, Kishayinu Simecha Mesimcha Beis Shoeva, Lo Reinu Shinu Beinyaninu. When we used to have Simcha in the Beis Hamikdash, Mesimcha Beis Shoeva, sleep never came to our eyes. Ani says the Gemara, is it so? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shvua Shlo Isha Shlosha Yomim Malkin Oso, B'Yal Shem Alter. Right? Says the Gemara, it's impossible for any human being to be able to go 3 days without sleeping. You have to give him malchus because it's a shvua that he wasn't able to keep. Halachic Gemara says, "Lo tam no tam sheina." Meaning doesn't mean that he didn't sleep. It means that he didn't have a full sleep. He slept a little, but he's dozing off. Says Rav Shor, "Bekasha halal maskanas Gemara hayushenim imken lama amar lo reinu sheina beinyaninu." Says that Rav Shor says okay, that's a nice answer about the Gemara. That says that it just means that they fell asleep a little bit, but still. How could they say that sleep never came to our eyes? It's not true. If you fell asleep, or you have a 10 minute nap, that is sleep coming to our eyes. How can he say that? So he quotes the Yid HaKadosh from Peshischa, famous Hasidic thinker. Inin Hashena, what does he say? What's sleep in a deeper meaning? Haino Yerida Ba'avoda. Sleep is someone who falls off, who goes down their avodas Hashem. Shena who's mashal katnas hamochin. It's a time of the svarim right that there's a time of galdus. A person's able to think a lot and be able to be great. And katnas hamochin is when a person's brain is not able to think and a person's not able to grow. Zmanim shal smallness, exactly smallness on the mind. Zmanim shal chashchus veheser ponim, darkness and hiddenness. Obeish adam yeshlo yiridos az hu b'china shena. So he says, you want to know what the Gemara is talking about? There was no shena. There was no shena. Let's see what he says. Umaha itza shelo yir adam shena. You want to know how a person doesn't have shena in their lives? And just remember, shena is a code word for yirida. You want to know how a Jew doesn't have a yirida in their life? Azed deka amar hagemara dimnamni aktfai dahadadi. What does it mean? They used to. What does it mean? I think they used to put their heads on their each other's shoulders, right? Shekol echad hayosomech akasav chaver. Shechaveru hayoose es avodos abeis hashena. What does it mean? That your friend would do the avoda at the time you were sleeping. Shemasu es kochem nechaverim. They were moser nefesh their kochas to their friends. Hainu ki ingen haachtes v'avas yisrael yeshlo hakolach shenas b'neisol kiguf echer mamish. He says, want to know how they stayed up in the times of the sukkah and in times of sumi abeis hashueva? They used to put their heads on their friends' shoulders. Because the deeper meaning of that Gemara is that when someone cares for you and some you go through the Yerida, someone's there for you. That's what the Avas Yisrael is. That's how a person can stay on a higher level. The Chol Echad Yonik, obviously this is not Pshat. This is going a little deeper than Pshat. The Chol Echad Yonik Avoros Mevoros Chavero. Person able to nurse from their friends Avoda. When Mele Ein La'Adam Zman Yerida, then a person doesn't have any Yerida. Ki Afil Imitzad Atzma Azhu Bezman Yerida. Even if a person is going through a hard time, person does something he shouldn't have done, and he's Zman Yerida. But how does he get up? When he's attached to someone else, you're attached to your wife, you're attached to your family, you're able to get up. Says the Yiddish, a beautiful answer. A person's able to get up from their Shena. What's Shena? Shena is the Yerida. When you attach yourself to other Jews, that even if you're having a bad day, a person able to be able to uplift it when you attach yourself to other people. Ubezen Novan Divri Asfasemis Bechavanas Hillel La Ger. Says now for sure we can understand what the Sasemis was telling, that Hillel was telling the Ger. Sheim who wrote Selios Tamil Alaga Echad says Rav Shor to the Hillel telling, if you want to stay on one foot, the Hainu Bli Aridas. You don't want to have hard times in your life? Aza Itzalazah Huma the Sani Lacha. The Kaim Abdurech Moch. Leho was called Echam Yisrael. Will his Achim Imam Yachav Aide Aatas Yachal. The Hachzik Ma'amayim Bechamatsav Shehum Imelo Yachal Yos Araga Echad. You want to know how to stay? You want to have Yeridus, right? So first, let's just chazer. The Maggid says he wanted to have no Aliyus, no Yeridus. Maggid says it's impossible. Everyone needs Aliyus and Yeridus. Shammai said it's impossible. So the Maggid said can't have it, because every Jew, either you're Omid, you're Hulich, Omid, are Malachim, Holchim are human beings. It's impossible. Says that the second idea. Of Shor from the Sfasemis. Sfasemis says, you know what Hillel is telling him? You're able to be able to. You don't want Yeridus. You only want Aliyus. Attach yourself to other Jews. I don't know about this happens to you. When someone like gives you a smile in the morning, and like it's one of those mornings where you can't get out of the circle, like it takes like 15 minutes for these three buses and the BR's parking lot, there's like a garbage truck and like everything's like, and then someone gives you a smile, good morning, like changes your morning, especially when things are going wrong. The Sefer Shorhi from the Sas Emes and the Yira Kodesh. You don't want to know what it means in the Gemara, the time of the face of Shoeva, that they didn't sleep. And what does it mean they didn't sleep, but that they put their heads on each other? And even a time of Shena, what's Shena? Shena is a code word for Yerida. Even when it's going through a hard time for you, you attach yourself to someone else, a person able to be able to come up even stronger, even on a greater and a higher level. Third and final idea from this Gemara.
See, that's why I have a hard time, though.
Yes.
I'm
yeah.
Trying to analyze.
Because you're trying to put it into Pshat.
See, but we have, see, yeah, that's good, the problem.
Good.
See, that's the way I've been learning.
No, 100%.
The
listen,
the problem
a lot
with
of,
this one is... Well, he said, Darga Echad, he said, I don't want Yeridus, but I don't want Aliyahs either.
Right.
So this is going to answer, if you're Simich on other people, you won't have the Yeridus.
But then it's not.
What about the Aliyahs?
Exactly. Right? Very good. Very good.
You know, it's hard for me.
It could be that maybe I'm not explaining it right, and that could be, then.
No, he's clearly saying
right,
that.
100%.
Because I looked back again. What's Aliyahs of Regal Echad or Tamid Ba'isa Darga?
On the same level.
He didn't say, I don't want to go down only.
He just wants to be on the same level.
So, you know.
Listen, at the end of the day,
suspend the way I'm used
with sometimes with
the
Chassidish story, we have to have a little more open-mindedness.
That's what I'm saying.
A little
right?
More open-mindedness.
That's what
exactly.
I have a hard time.
Good. No, I appreciate your honesty. Here we go. Third and final idea. Because the Mishnah says a pregir, we know Jews nowadays throughout the world, not only do we count Sfiras HaOmer, but Jews learn Pirkei Avos as a minhag from the Kanonim. We're able to learn Pirkei Avos during these days between Pesach and Shavuos. And we say in Perek Beis, Mishnah Hay, Hillel Omer. I think he's trying to show you Hillel says this. Maybe we can say it. Al Tifosh Min Atziv, a person shouldn't segregate himself from the congregation. A person shouldn't trust himself until the day of your death. Right? And everyone knows the famous idea. I think the Gemara says this. How do you know the day of your death? What does it mean? No, this is actually another mission. The mission says that you should do tshuva before the day you die. The Gemara says, how do you know the day before you die? No, every day should be like the day before you die. But this is what he says here. What does it mean that you shouldn't separate yourself from the congregation and you should believe in, and you shouldn't believe in yourself until the day of your death? In the Likutim, Hakavana, Tahainu, Shayachal Ha'odan Lomar Ki Komash Lomay Ba'Oved Hashem Isbarach Hu Rakal Atzma. A Jew could think that when he's learning and he's serving Kadosh Baruch, it's only for himself. Vein Lo Tzarach La Lido Avor Aklal. He doesn't have to worry about his friends serving Kadosh Baruch. Vein Ze Avodosol Liros Shatzibar Ye Oved Hashem Isbarach Lido Avor. But this isn't a real tzibur. And when a person doesn't worry about someone else, it's not Avodas Hashem. This is not how you serve a Kadosh Baruch to have awe in your life. You want to have the Shekhinah, you have to worry about other people. Why? Someone who loves the Kadosh Baruch Hu rotze lahachnis avosu b'cho avodav. If you truly love someone, you know what happens? You want it to get other people to love him, right? Like for Lahavdil. If you like a certain TV show, what's the first thing you tell people? You got to see this TV show. It's unbelievable. Or this teacher is amazing. You want other people. And then somebody showed him to say, that's a keem of Avos Hashem. He writes this in the last paragraph. He writes that part of Avos Hashem is causing other people to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. It says Rav Shor, right over here, six lines down. And you publicize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness in Hashem's army. And if you do that, a person will never be segregated from the tzibur. Because you're always going to try to be able to bring other Jews closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how does he explain the rest of the Mishnah? If you help others grow, you're helping yourself grow too. And you think that by you helping someone else grow in the Avodas Hashem, you're going to lose. I remember watching with Tursky. Tursky sat in that chair on that Shabbos. I don't know if you saw him. He was in here an hour after the Chabura. He was answering like Shiloh's, like, no offense, like any second grade kid. And he was sitting there giving the time to the patience. And it was like, you would think like a Gadol Dor would be like, sorry, I got to go learn my Shas here. I don't have time for your Aleph Bet questions. But I'm telling you, it was unbelievable. It wasn't even someone who understands Avodas Hashem is someone who loves the Kadosh Baruch in a full way. It's also a tremendous anova. He's an honor beyond belief. Someone who loves the Kadosh Baruch gives them the time, because his Avodas Hashem is not complete until their Avodas Hashem is also complete. Right? It's like Kiddush, right? How can I be, if I make Kiddush in Shul and my wife didn't hear, how can I be able to make Kiddush? Because her Kiyam, my Kiyam is not full unless her Kiyam is full. Right? Because our Kiyam are together. I'm gaining a lot. Right? The Mishnah says, the Mishnah goes on over there in Mishnah Hay. And anyone who is Mazakah the Rabbim helps the Tzibur, sin never comes to your hand. A person influences other people. You help other Jews grow. You help other Jews not speak Lashon Hara. You teach Lashon Hara to your kids. You also now are more going to be more aware and grow more and more in Lashon Hara. And you won't go over those things that you're trying to teach. If a Jew says, "Oh, I don't need all these schools that I don't say, I won't sin. I know I'm good at Lashon Hara. I don't have to help other Jews not grow in it." I have to be so careful about myself getting coming to the sin. And how do I know this? So he says, why the juxtaposition of Hill saying, don't separate yourself from the Tzibur, and also don't trudge yourself from there your death? He says that the two go hand in hand. If you separate yourself from the Tzibur, if you separate yourself from other Jews, don't trust yourself. Because by you helping other Jews grow in their Avodas Hashem, then you will be able to grow in your Avodas Hashem also. And this is a famous thing. Rabbi Sol Salanter once said, I always wanted to change the world. I always wanted to change the world. Until then I realized, once I focus on myself, then I'm able to help other Jews grow. I think this is by the Kedusha Levi too. The same idea. That if a Jew wants to grow, first he has to focus on himself, and then he's able to be able to grow for it. But if you only focus on yourself, this is what the Kedusha Levi is saying, different Kedusha Levi for sure is saying, just focus on yourself, you won't be able to grow. Because if you help other people grow, it's in your veins. And you don't have to be a psychologist to understand this, that the more you talk about something, the more senses and the more you're thinking about it, the more you're going to be more aware about it. Right? You don't have to go to Sa'id school to be able to know that. Let's finish up. We don't have so much time. Sometimes a person has to be able physically from his own avodas Hashem, be able to help other Jews grow. Moshe Peres Hafla, but also as the Sefer had the Hafla. Rav Horowitz brings down the Gemara, says in Chagiga says of him ways. If your Rebbe is compared to a Malach, then you should seek out Torah from his lips. What's the difference between a Malach and an angel and a man? Who shall Malach nikra omid? The Adam who holich. A Malach is someone who's stagnant, but a man is someone who's a holich. The Harav Tzarach Lios Osei Blim Nator Ba'ofen She'ena Rotze. Sometimes, what does he say? He has no personal motives for himself. He just wants to help. Right? He's like an omer like a malach. Sometimes, so says for sure, he's adding in another thing here. He's saying sometimes it's okay to be an omer, because when you're helping other people, it's okay to be the malach. So specifically, not okay, it's lechachila. If the rabbi is a malach, he doesn't have any cheshbonis for himself, he's like, you have choice to sit in that chair, he's not worrying about it, he's caring about it, then you could be. Like, I see Rabbi Goldberg here. I can only imagine how much time and someone who wants to be a true Avodas Hashem is always helping other people to be able to other people grow. Zeh kavana ha-rav domen l'malach. And this is what the Gemara is saying, that a rav is compared to a malach. A malach, why in a malach? Not in a negative way, in a positive way. That he's helping other people grow, and Avodas Hashem doesn't care that he's not going up in the ksotis and the nesivitis. He's helping other Jews grow. He's helping other Jews grow in their alphabet questions. An incredible idea. Finally, ger omar la-hilal, she'ena rotza ba-rozu. The ger says to Hillel, I don't want this avodah. Ki rotza la-mod al-regal echem li-bli. Says over short. You know what he was saying? The ger was saying, I don't want to help other Jews. So you know what Hillel said? You don't want to help other Jews, you won't be able to grow. The only way to stay on one foot is only by helping other people. Right? If you don't want only Yeridus, you only want to stay in your own matzav. Okay, so he concludes there, giving us his basic idea in four sentences. Basically saying, the Magi was saying that he only wanted to stay in one position. And we pushed him away because it's impossible to have no Elias or no Yeridus. And the second idea, he says, from the Sfas we saw that if you actually do want to stay in one position, you want to stay in one, it's got to be through Avas Yisrael. And finally, short ends over here. This is why who called God the Torah. This is why Hillel, famously Rabbi Kiva, made this very famous statement. Very interesting. Rabbi Kiva is the one who said this. Rabbi Kiva, the one who lost his 24,000 students. Because why? Because Mar Nivama says, Lo nagu kavod zeh bezeh. They didn't give cover to each other. So who's the one who says, right? You know, everyone here that knows the Shiva Boys Choir, they have to, right? Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva, Omar Zekla, God of the Torah. Right?
I thought it was Uncle Moshe.
Uncle Moshe? Before. Yeah, I think Uncle Moshe quotes Rabbi Kiva. There you go. So there you go. So why? The Sasama says, Shiva Hafta, Huloshan Poa. Right, it's a causative, right? You're causing other people. Yotzev akoy avas Hashem. What's the whole point? Sheyachnis avas Hashem b'leiv chaveru. Says the Sfasemes Kedoshim. This week's parsha. You want to know what Ba'at Rechav Melchol is also? It's causing other people to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. V'iyev shalichos rak im atzma bilil al hashpia al achirim. You can't just live love HaKadosh Baruch Hu without causing other people to also love him. Ki zeh kol tach sheyehudi ba'olam leo v'Hashem Yisbarach v'lachnis avas ba'achirim. To be able to cause other Jews to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's also. So just to recap, we saw the Gemara, there are three different ideas. We saw the Magid. The Magid said that the non-Jew was saying what? Say, I don't want to have any Elias, no Yeridus, I just want to stay stagnant. Shammai said it's impossible. Because every Jew is always growing up. There's always times of Yerida, there's always times of Aliyah. You have to use the Yerida to be able to grow. Then we finally saw the Salsemis. Salsemis said that, no, Hillel was telling him, you want to stay on one foot? It's no problem. You want to have Yeridus? No problem. You want to know how to do that? By having the mitzvah of Avta L'Echanocha. Attack yourself to other Jews. Then you're able to do it. Finally, he quoted the Kedushas Levi. which is Levi said, Mishnah says the Pirkei Avos, Al Tavrish Min HaTzibur, Al Tamei Al Tavrish Yom Moscha. Don't separate yourself from the Tzibur, because you can't trust yourself. Because if you're only worrying about yourself, you separate from the Tzibur, you can't trust yourself. Because a person Jew grows closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu by attaching yourself to other Jews. And that's what he says here at the end. Al-Kiyam of Avos Hashem, Al-Kiyam of Kadosh Baruch Hu, one of the six constant mitzvahs, is causing other people to be able to grow closer to Hashem. It's my tefillah, we should be zochah to do these things, to have the mitzvah Avos Yisrael, mitzvah Avos Hashem, and we should be zochah the next time we learn this Gemara, to remember this beautiful pshat from the Maggid, from the Sasemis, and the Kiddush Levi. Have a beautiful Shabbat.